referencing number 11 in our songbooks, our camp songbooks. Let me come closer to thee, Jesus. Number 11.
Oh, and the rainfall. And I was thinking of the different lives that have influenced mine from this place, lives that lived out this song. And of course, I had to remember Brother Gordon Gardner, who has been mentioned several times. And as I sang this third verse, yes, let a, like a fountain, precious Jesus, make me and let me be. Keep me and use me daily, Jesus, for thee and only thee. And that was a man who lived out that life daily. I thought of a day in April of 86, and there was a couples retreat here. The room was full of couples. Brother Gordon was in the house. He was very ill. Phil Baker and I were setting up for dinner, for lunch, the noon meal. And there was a delivery that a friend who was a doctor, Dr. Miller, had ordered oxygen. Brother Gordon was having a very tough time breathing. He had a very great labor to breathe in. He could hardly speak. And the gentleman delivered this oxygen, and Phil Baker and I went up to his room, and we got instructions on how to put that oxygen, how to get it to work, how to set the settings. Brother Gordon pulled it away from his face, and he said to that man, he said, "Do you know Jesus? Jesus is wonderful." The man finished, and he left, and Phil and I went down. We continued setting the table, and Sister Greetly yelled out, "Come quick." We ran up the steps, and he was gone. He had gone to heaven. But in his last few minutes, he was witnessing for Christ. And that's the way he lived, and that's the way I want to live. That's the way I want to encourage these young people to live. I'm thankful for those examples that we've had. And I'm thankful for this place.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus.
I knew that we you know, we usually pray a little differently for the couple, at least the one who leads in prayer. We pray, you know, at the outset of this marriage and, you know, the establishing of this new home and so on and so on. So one of the other men prayed just those prayers. He prayed before I did. Just some of the things I would have said in an ordinary wedding prayer. So that kind of freed me to just focus on that one thing. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in these lives. And prayed that way, and just, it was so so heavy on my heart to pray that way. And we prayed, sang that chorus, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, fill this temple of mine till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me. And then at the reception, it was interesting when it was the groom's turn to speak. He referred back to what he said at his mom's funeral about the beauty of Jesus being seen in her life, and how he had that earnest desire that he and his bride would show forth Christ's beauty, that Jesus' life would be lived out through theirs. So it was just a blessing. I think I got maybe almost as big a blessing as Timmy got on his wedding day. But it's so precious and wonderful, and we've been talking about that in these days, referring to such things, that Jesus wants to come and dwell in our hearts, make our hearts his home. Was that last night? Living in us and through us, reigning life, the life of Jesus, eternal life, the grace and glory of Jesus in our hearts. That's what this psalm says too. So it's a wonderful prayer, a testimony and a prayer. 64. Let's sing it together.
Thank you.
morning, in our devotional talk, we mentioned her life. We talked about, we talked about how God wants us to see the real thing, like Coca-Cola, and that he wants us to be real Christians. And we talked about five aspects of being a real Christian. And one of them was integrity. And we spoke about how God wants us to be truthful and to live a real life. And I had mentioned to the girls how a few days when I was writing in my journal about that thought, 2 days later, Ruth Graham Bell went to heaven. Same thing, Marian Wolfogel went to heaven. God was taking free of all the saints, you know. But I was thinking, you know, as I said to the girls, I was looking for something either on the TV, something about Ruth Graham's funeral, and there really wasn't anything around. So thank God for the internet, I was able to go and watch a video of the funeral in full, in length. And each of her children had something wonderful to say about their mom, but I shared with the girls, I thought Franklin Graham said it best. And he comes from the South, and this is what he said. He said, when you saw my mama, you didn't see two mamas. She was the real thing at home and in public. And I shared with the girls, you know, that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to be the real thing, in private and in public. And I shared, too, about that when I went later on that week to Marian Wolfogel's memorial service, I was so blessed to hear how many people said the same thing. Marian lived a life that was the same, whether in private or in public. And I thought, well, that's what God wants for our lives as Christians. God wants us to live lives that are real, that Christ is real. We can have a living faith. That was really our talk about having a living faith, whether it's in our walk or our talk, but everything should match, and everything should be for God's glory. And so I'm thankful this morning that God reminds us again, even with this song, that Jesus wants to be revealed in us and through us, that we may be able to shine his light for others to see. And you never know. I said to the girls, God calls us to make an impact in this world. He wants us to influence others for his kingdom. And so take from God, and then let God use you the way he feels good. But when he's real to your heart, people see it, and they're blessed. You never know how God would open the right door.
Amen. Two flex.
This is my wonderful story. Christ to my heart has come. Jesus the King of glory finds in my heart a Christ in me.